about this.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everybody. The topic we wanted to speak about today is the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. There is a machloikis between the Rambam and Tosfos and the Ramban as to the mitzvah of counting the Omer Bizman Hazeh today, nowadays, is midiraisa or midrabonon. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Chof Dalet Hilchos Tmidim Musafim that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is min haTorah. Meaning to say, thank you very much. Meaning to say that the mitzvah of counting the Omer is independent from the mitzvah of Hakrovas Omer. There is a mitzvah to be makriv the korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. This mitzvah of Hakrovas Omer is consists of barley. And this matters the Isser of Chodosh throughout the year. There is an Isser to eat wheat, new wheat, the first year of its growth, until the 16th of Nisan, when the Korban Omer is offered. Once the Korban Omer is offered, then that wheat is no longer Chodosh, it is called Yashan. And one is allowed to eat old wheat, new wheat one is not allowed to eat. And that's called the Isser of Chodosh. This is the function of the Korban Omer. The Isser of Chodosh is Bamish Macholos Asuris. Many observant Yidden are lenient. How could that be? That's not our topic for now, but there is a Bach that writes, if non-Jews own the wheat, then there is no Isser of Chodosh. That's the most prevalent heter. Then there is a Sveik Sveik of the Ramah, a double doubt. Meaning to say, if you have a piece of bread on your table, you don't know what from year it is. Maybe it was from many years ago. And even if it was from this year, maybe it took root before the 16th of Nisan. Based on that Sveik Sveik, therefore, there's another reason why people are makel on the Isser of Chodesh. But nonetheless, the function of the Korban Omer is that it matters the Isser of Chodesh b'medina outside of its Mikdash. That is why we call the Omer. We have to know why we call it the Omer. There was a Korban Omer, which consisted of barley. The mitzvah of counting the Omer, according to the Rambam, is an independent mitzvah. So even though, unfortunately, we don't have the Beis Mikdash nowadays, and there is no mitzvah of the Korban Omer, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer remains distinct and independent, and therefore the mitzvah nowadays still remains midiraisa. This is the shita of the Rambam, halacha lemaisa. And therefore, conceptually, the mitzvah of counting them is distinct from the Korban Omer. It's a little difficult. Rav Zhulti points out in his Sefer that geographically the Rambam places the halacha of the Sfiras Omer where? In Tzmidim Musafim, which seemed to highlight that there's a link to the Korban. But nonetheless, al pi halacha, the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is in fact a din d'oraisa. This is in contradistinction with the Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos and the Ramban write, halacha l'maisa, Tosfos and the Ramban write that the mitzvah of counting the Omer bizman hazeh is midrabanan. Because the mitzvah of counting the Omer is an outgrowth of the Korban Omer. And since we have no Korban Omer bizman hazeh, the mitzvah has been downgraded, and therefore counting the Omer bizman hazeh is only midrabanan. This is what the Tosfos writes in Menachos and the Ramban as well. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold Ladina like Tosfos the Ramban. He writes Yesh Machmirin like the Rambam. That's why many people are Machmir to make sure they don't count till Tzeis HaKochavim, till it's Laila Mamish. But the Tosfos and the Ramban have an opinion that since nowadays the mitzvah is only rabbinic, therefore one can count after sunset, and one does not need to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim Mamish. Okay? And therefore many shuls have a minhag to count before Mincha. Many shuls have a minhag to count before Shkia. Many shuls daven Mincha before Shkia, then they daven Ma'ariv after Shkia, and then they count afterwards. And there is really nothing wrong with that, because nowadays we hold it to the Rabbanan. The Mechaber holds like Tosfos and the Ramban, that in fact nowadays we assume the mitzvah is in fact midrabanan. So you could be makel to count right after Shkia. However, there are those that are machmer like the Rambam, Yesh Machmirin. We hold Yesh Machmirin that we should wait till Laila Mamish to count. But as I said, the Tosis and the Ramban sheet is that nowadays it is the Rabbanan. So what you see is that there's a fundamental machlokes as of introduction. How do you view the mitzvah of counting the Omer? Is the mitzvah of counting the Omer outgrowth of the Korban Omer, or is it a distinct, independent thing? L'may nafkemina, whether nowadays it's D'Oraisa or Midrabban. According to the Rambam, it's independent, therefore D'Oraisa, therefore you should be machmir a whole Laila Mamish. Tosin Ramban write, it's an outgrowth of the Korban Omer, and therefore nowadays, we assume the mitzvah is only what? Nowadays we assume the mitzvah is only what? Midrabban. This is the Shita of the Tosfos and the Ramban. There's an interesting question that comes up, and that is are women obligated in the mitzvah of counting the Omer? Are women obligated in counting the Omer? So what does this depend upon, whether women are obligated in counting the Omer? What does this depend upon? So, according to the Rambam, women are exempt from counting the Omer, because it is called a mitzvah esei shebizman groma. What does a mitzvah esei shebizman groma mean? That it is dependent on time. And therefore, since it is between Pesach and Shavuos, we assume that women are what? Women are exempt from the mitzvah of counting the Omer, because it is a mitzvah esei shebizman groma. That's what the Rambam writes. But there is a Ramban who writes in his Chidushim on Kiddushin that the mitzvah of counting the Omer is in fact mitzvah esei shelo bizman groma, and women are obligated in this mitzvah. How could that be? It's on the calendar. So the Ramban writes as follows, based on the Divrei Yecheskel. Since the Korban HaOmer generates the mitzvah of counting the Omer, the mitzvah is not directly linked with time. Since the mitzvah is not directly linked to time because something else generates it, this is deemed as a mitzvah esei shelo bizman groma. In order for a mitzvah to be called a mitzvah esei shebizman groma, it must be directly linked to time. However, since the mitzvah of counting the Omer is an outgrowth of the Korban HaOmer, which has to be offered on a specific day, therefore, on a conceptual level, we label that as a mitzvah esei shelo bizman groma. And therefore, women will be obligated in counting the Omer. This is what the Ramban writes. It's very counterintuitive, but it's a fascinating svara. Based on this, I wanted to suggest once, it's quoted that the Rav Zatzal, when he would count the Omer, he would say Hayom Yom La Omer, and then repeat Hayom Yom Ba Omer, which is what I do as well. What's the significance of whether you say La Omer or Ba Omer? So maybe the significance is based on what we just presented. If you say the word La Omer, what does La Omer signify? It means that the counting the Omer is La Omer. Really, the Korban HaOmer is what generates the mitzvah. La Omer. And that's what the La is highlighting. And therefore, if women count, maybe it would be appropriate if they would say La Omer. But if you say Ba Omer, Ba Omer is just saying that it's a coincidence. Meaning at the same day that we offer the Omer, we also what start counting the Omer. At the same day when the Omer was offered, we start counting the Omer. Ba Omer. So it would come out, that would seem to be in line with the Rambam's opinion, who the Rambam claims the mitzvah of counting Omer is independent from the Korban HaOmer. So therefore, that's maybe the reason why we say La Omer and Ba Omer, but again, it hinges upon, as we've presented so far, a fundamental dispute. Is the mitzvah nowadays D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan? Depends on whether it's connected and linked to the Korban HaOmer. And the third point being is that that is the meaning of La Omer and Ba Omer L'maisa. Okay, let us take a look here at the Mara Mekaymis, where the Gemara Menachos discusses the mitzvah of counting the Omer. Ve'od gufa Omer Abaye, mitzvah l'mimne yoma, mitzvah l'mimne shvua. Abaye says it's a mitzvah to count the days and count the weeks. Rabbanan debay Ravashi, Mone, Yoime, Umone shvua. The Rabban and Rashi also agree. You count the days and the weeks. Ameimar moni yoime velo moni shvuah. Ameimar counted the days and not the weeks. Amar zecher lemikdashu. Because the nature of the mitzvah is to commemorate the Beis HaMikdash. So let's put on our lamdonim caps. Let's try. What would be the two approaches to be masber this machlokes in the Gemara? The Gemara has two shitas. It's a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks, or it's only a mitzvah to count what the days and not the weeks. Very clear machlokes. There are two approaches to how we could be masber and lomdis, these the machlokes in the Gemara. One is to say as follows. Everyone agrees the mitzvah nowadays is midrabbanon, and it's zecher lemikdash. The question is, what do I have to do to fulfill the mandate of zecher lemikdash? Is it enough to count the days, or must I also count the weeks? That's how Tosis and the Ramban would be masber this machlokes. Or no! The Rambam would say, you know what the machlokes is? The first shita that says you count days and weeks holds its d'oraisa nowadays. It has nothing to do with the korban. It's not just zecher lemikdash. It's much more than that. And since it's much more than that, you must count both the days and weeks. And the second shita says, I'm sorry. The mitzvah nowadays is only rabbinic. It is zecher lemikdash. And it is suffice it to say, it's enough to count the days and not the weeks. That's the way we could be masbir, based on we've presented so far, the two approaches. That's how you'd be plug in how to view this Gemara in Maseches Menachos. Oh, if you take a look at the Rashi on the Gemara, Ameimar mani yoyme veloy shvua, Amar haiminyona da hashta lav choyvihi. The counting now is not obligatory, it's not biblical, it's not midiraisa. Rashi says it's only rabbinic nowadays, therefore it's enough to what? Count only the days. You see, what Rashi doesn't say is what's the pshat in the first shita? The first shita that says days and weeks, what does he hold? Maybe he holds the Oraisa. That's what the Rambam says. Maybe he holds it still the Rabbanan, but you have to do not just the days, you must also do the weeks to fulfill the mandate of Zecher LeMikdash. This leads us now to the next Maramokom. We don't have to read it all inside. Number three, let's say it outside. There is a shita of the Bahag. The Bahag is the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Bahag writes, Tosis quotes in Megillah, phenomenal shita, which we paskin like. We're all familiar that if you count at night, and you've been counting, you can count with a bracha. If you forgot to count at night, and you remember that you didn't count at night, you can count in the daytime, b'li bracha. But this allows you to count subsequent nights with a bracha. This is number three, Tosis quotes B'Shem in the Bahag, Halacha L'maisa. If you see three lines from the bottom of that paragraph, in the middle it says Bahag, Beis Hei Gimel, Baal Halachas Gedolos Kasev. Tehechid inshi levarich belaila. What does the word inshi mean? I asked my Talmidim. Many people at first glance, I also thought inshi means people. Doesn't mean people. It means forget here. Inshi means the word forget. Bahag kosa hechid inshi levarich belaila. Where if you forgot to say a bracha belaila, yimne lamacher below bracha. Count tomorrow without a bracha. Chen halocha. But he says, nowadays, if you forgot and you did not count night and day, then you cannot count with a bracha because you need continuity and you didn't do it. Then, let's point out the last line. We say the harachaman. The That's one more addendum we should add on. Do you know the harachaman that we say after counting? What is the harachaman beseeching Hashem for? A restoration of the avoda. That makes sense if you hold that sphira sa'omer bizman hazeh as what? Midrabanan. Like we paskin, like Tosfos and Ramban. It's appropriate that we beseech Hashem right after we count, that we hope and pray it'll be upgraded when the Mashiach comes. Lefi the Rambam, that phrase harachaman is inappropriate because it's diorais anyway. Right? So that fits also based on what we said in the beginning of this year. If we hold Bizman Hazeh, it's the Rabbanan, the Harachaman is very appropriate. And Taisa says, Tkiyah Shofar and Lulav, we don't say that Harachaman. Why? Because we do a Maisa, we blow, we shake the Lulav. Whereas Sphira Somer is just an Amira alone, it's just a statement, so we need to bolster that, so we say Harachaman. You know, I never noticed. One of the fellows in our shul asked me, he says, where do we ever blow the shofar when it's Eichel HaMikdash? It's a great kasha. The Rishash asked the kasha in the Tosfos. Tosfos says, we blow the shofar Eichel HaMikdash. When do we blow? We don't blow the shofar Eichel HaMikdash. We blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah's D'Oraisa. Unless you say Yom Kippur Shel Yovel at the end of Yom Kippur, it could be Moshe. Possible. Could be. That's what he would say. Yeah, very good. That could be what you suggest. It could be. Could be. Why do that every year? You know, okay, it could be. It's possible. But the Rishash asks on the Tyson, he leaves it as a Sarachim. He doesn't answer it. Okay. But let's get back to the Bahag Shita, which is what we paskin. Okay? The Mishnah Brura writes the following. What is the Bahag based on? He said the Bahag is based on a Sveik Sveika. What's the Sveik Sveika? Number one, Suffolk is, when do we have the mitzvah to count? At night or even during the day? That's one suffix. Even if it's only at night and I forgot to count at night, but I can treat each halachic day, night and day, halachic day, night and day, as separate intervals and separate mitzvahs. So even if I only counted at night and I forgot to count during the day, that should not what? That should not affect the next halachic day. So the Bahag says, I can be mazber based on a sveik sveika. No matter what, I've saved myself. Because if I count in the night, I'm good. And even if I count only in the day, so one suffix is, well, maybe I got the mitzvah by counting in the day. And even if I didn't, I should still be able to count weiter because one halachic day shouldn't affect the other halachic day. Maybe they're separate mitzvahs. This is what the Mishnah Brura is mazber the Bahag. So the Rav Zatzal had great difficulty with this Mishnah Brura. Because when you invoke a Sveik Sveika, you have many shitas in front of you, like Poskim, like Rav Moshe Zatzal, Rav Avadya. You might Poskim like one sheet on one issue, another sheet on another issue. You come up with a Sveik Sveika. But the Bahag himself never invoked a Sveik Sveika. He never said he was unsure when the mitzvah was. So to invoke a Sveik Sveika, to be Masber, one opinion, the Bahag, when he didn't say it explicitly, is quite difficult. Therefore, the Rav Zatzal embarked upon a different mahalach to be mazber the shita of the Bahag. So, Bezer Hashem, let us say over the mahalach that the Rav Zatzal said to be mazber the shita of the Bahag, which is way we paskin halach lamaisa. So, the Rav said as follows. There are two approaches to the mitzvah in general of Sfira Soma. One is to say that it's a gigantic mitzvah that has 49 legs to the mitzvah. And you traverse through the Omer, which with the fulfillment of each unit, each leg of the mitzvah. That's one approach. But then there's another approach which the Rav thought was the correct pshat. That the mitzvah of counting the Omer is 49 distinct mitzvahs, and the Torah requires you to link them together. And you require a linkage. You require a continuity. You require a consecutive series of digits. And the bridge is what the Torah HaKadosha wants you to create between Pesach and Shavuos. And there are a lot of makaris for this. You know, there's a great gaon in Memphis, Rivos Ephraim. He has a tshuva. Why don't we say Shechianu on Sfiras Omer, on the mitzvah? He has 11 different answers. But one of the answers is that the Shechianu on the second Seder goes on the mitzvah of the Omer. Another answer is that the Shechianu on Shavuos goes on the Omer. So you see those answers are highlighting this bridge, this link between Pesach and Shavuos. And the Ramban has a famous comment, Rav Sacks has in his Agodah Shlita. The Ramban quotes Allah Chumash that the whole time period of Sfiras Omer is like a pseudo type of Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. Oh. But the Rav Zatzal said as follows, that really the second approach is the approach. Each day is a separate mitzvah. There are 49 separate mitzvahs, but the Torah requires you to link them. And the Rav proved it from three makoros. 4, 5, and 6. Let's say them outside. You know what? Let's read 4 inside. Short enough, we can read it. Rav Sadya Gon Kosov. Sheim Shochach. Rav Sadya Gon writes. Sheim Shochach Bechad Min Hayomim Yevarach B'Yomim Shel Achrav. It's amazing. Rav Sadya Gon writes, don't worry. You missed a night in the middle or a day, no problem. You can go fight it with brachas. Chutz Milayla HaRishon. Except for the first night. Sheim Shochach V'lo Birich Bo Shel Yevarach Od. You miss the first night, you're finished. That's the only night that is Likuva. And that happens to be, I think, the first night might be one of the most popular nights of missing, because a lot of people wait to do it at the Seder, and if their Haggadah doesn't have it, they forget. Okay, but the Rav Sadya Gaon says the only one that will mess up the whole mitzvah is the first night. No other night will stop you from fulfilling the mitzvah. Now, we don't hold like Rav Sadya Gaon at all, Allah Lamais, but we have to be Masber the Sheikis. So the Rav Zatzal said, what is Rav Sadya Gaon based on? If you took the first approach, that it's all one big mitzvah, and there are 49 legs to the mitzvah, why is the first leg any more important than the eighth leg? Therefore, the Rav said, the second approach is the mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is to create that ritzifus, that continuity, the consecutive series of digits. And the Rav posited, Zatzal, you cannot start a series of digits to create a continuity without the number one. I'm not a high-level mathematician, or maybe not even a low-level mathematician, but we can certainly be masber that. From that perspective, you cannot start a series of digits without the number one. And therefore, the Rav said, the number one is the one that is likuva. That's how he's Masber of Sajiko. Next Shita. That was the first Makar that he quoted. Number 2. The Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Shin Vav quotes an amazing Shita. V'lo hodu morenu shibadorenu l'svara zu. Ela mishishochach yoim echod yoimer emesh hayakak lo brochamona acherim im kol Yisrael. Can you believe this? The Sefer Achinuch quotes the morenu shibadorenu. That if you miss a whole night or day, no problem. No problem. You can continue counting, maybe not with a bracha, but you can continue counting with the rest of Klal Yisrael. What is the lashon you continue to count with the rest of Klal Yisrael? So the Rav Zatzal said, the Gemara says, Svartam lechem, shetei svir lechol echad vechad. Each person needs individually to count. There's a whole shayla in the poskim. Can you be yotze someone shomea ka'onet? Someone listens to your sphira. Can you be yotze with shomea ka'onet? It's a big machloikis in the poskim whether you can be yotze. I'm not talking about the bracha. I'm talking about having a person count and you listen. Can you be yotze sphira yidei shomea ka'onet? Machloikis in the poskim. The Rav said, what does it help the rest of Klal Yisrael? So he wanted to say like this. Not muchuch, but he wanted to say like this. The fact that you missed one night and one day, you can use the fact that the rest of Klal Yisrael was counting and use their ritzifus. The fact that they were counting, you missed one night, but you can relate to the fact that they were counting and they will supply the ritzifus for you that you can continue to count. If it was all one big mitzvah, 49 legs, So you missed it. Finished. What does it make a difference? The rest of Klal Yisrael is counting. But if there's an element of continuity, there is room to be entertained as far as to say that the rest of Klal Yisrael can supply for me that Ritzifus, and I can what? Use it to continue to count. And therefore, the Rav was Masber, the Shita, Lamaisa, of the Halacha of the Sefer HaChinuch, which we don't Paskin like either. But I tell you which one we do Paskin. If you go back to 4, where it says Rav Haigon, okay? And Rav Haigon writes, actually this is not, the Bir Halacha has the exact quote, but we Paskin like Rav Haigon. What Rav Haigon says, if you forgot, let's say, eighth day, or let's say you forgot the seventh night, seventh day. When you count the eighth night, you know what you're supposed to say? Yesterday was 7, and now I'm counting 8. And we paskin like that. A lot of people don't know that. The Bir Halacha quotes this Rav Haigon. If you miss the night and day, let's say 7, when you count 8, you say, yesterday was 7, now I'm counting 8. So the Rav said, we paskin like that. Of the 3 Makoros, the 3rd one, Rav Haigon, we paskin. The Rav said, what's that all about? If it's all one big mitzvah and you missed the leg, it's finished. Move on already. It's for following. But if you hold like the second approach, absolutely. You give a context. If you say yesterday was 7, then I'm giving a context and I can continue the continuity. Yesterday was 7, now I'm counting 8. And therefore, if the nature of the mitzvah is the continuity, I'm supplying that by saying yesterday was 7 and now it's 8. So the Rav proved his theory from these 3 Makoros, and as we said, one of the 3, the last one, Rav Haigon, we talk a paskal like. Oh. So Hashdid the Osis Lahochi, he said as follows. There are 2 tracks. There is the mitzvah of counting the Omer, number 1. And number 2 is this what we call a Maisa Sphira, the notion of counting itself, the continuity. Now, when do you receive points in Shemayim from Hashem for doing a mitzvah? Only when you count at night. Because we pattern, it's based on the Pasuk in Chumash, we pattern the mitzvah of counting the Omer after harvesting the Omer. And believe it or not, when did they cut the Omer, the barley? They did it at night. How were they able to see? The Mishnah says in Menachos, there were torches, there were lights. Right? It was the second night of Pesach. Which the first day is only Yontif. Second night was the first night of Chol HaMoed. They had torches. They cut the Omer. That was a special mitzvah called Ketziris HaOmer. There's a link, the Pasuk says, the Gemara quotes, between Ketziris HaOmer and Sviris HaOmer. So just like the mitzvah of Ketziris HaOmer is only at night, the mitzvah of counting the Omer is also only at night. So when we count, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, to get points in Shemayim from Hashem for fulfillment of the mitzvah, is only when you count at night. So what do you accomplish by counting in the day? You don't get any mitzvah. But what you accomplish is the Ritzifus. You accomplish the bridge has been created. And therefore it is continued. You have that continuity in the consecutive series of digits. Therefore, the Bahag holds that it is 49 distinct mitzvahs. The Torah requires you to link them together. So what's the pshat in the Bahag? It has nothing to do with the sveik sveik, the Rav said. What's the nature of the mitzvah according to the Bahag? Every night is a different mitzvah, but you got to link them together. So if you count at night, you get a mitzvah. If you forgot to count at night, count in the day, b'li bracha, because at least that continuity will be there, which will allow you to count subsequent nights with a bracha. That's the function of counting during the day, according to the Bahag. It's what the Rav coined a maisa sfira. The first track is a kiyum, a mitzvah. That's only at night. The second track is a maisa sfira, which can be accomplished during the day. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Chiddush Nifla, different than the Mishnah Berurah, to be Masber the Bahag, which we hold like Halacha L'maisa. Then the Rav took it a step further. Amazing. We know, and this is what the Beis Yosef quotes, B'shem the Machzer Vitri, if he has the minig of Rashi, not sure if they have the exact correct quote, but I'll tell it to you outside. And then we'll read the Rashi if it is the correct one. Everyone knows, let's take for simplistic purposes a 12-hour day, 6 to 6. When do we daven mincha? Before 6 at sunset. When do we daven ma'ariv? 6:01. That's the Chacham Shita. There is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who holds that when is the halachic day finished for davening? 4:45 p.m. Where did he get this from? The following. When is Mincha Gedola? 12:30 to 3:30. When is Mincha Ktana? From 3:30 to 6. Now, 3:30 to 6 is 2.5 hours. Half of 2.5 hours is 1:15. So 3:30 plus 1:15 is 4:45 p.m. You could have a Mincha at 4:30, finish by 4:45, you could have a Ma'ariv at 4:46. That's Rabbi Yudishik, Allah Chalamayis, even though it's before sunset. Okay. In Rashi's town, I guess it was difficult. The men, they didn't want the men to be going out at night late. They used to do that every day of the week. They would daven mincha 4:30, daven ma'ariv 4:46. During Svira, they would do as follows. Rashi writes, they would count after ma'ariv without a bracha. Then they would announce, no conditions, no tonight. They would say, count later after Tzitzik HaChavim with a bracha. After Laila Mamish, count with a bracha. That was the Shita of Rashi, and that was his minig. So the Rashba has very big difficulty with this, and he says, Mimonof Shoch. What does Mimonof Shoch mean? What is your soul? That's what it means literally. What it means is, what are you thinking, Rashi? I don't understand you. Make your decision. If you hold 4:46 is Lila already, and you can daven Ma'ariv, then what? Then make a bracha. Excellent. And if you hold that it's not Lila yet, what are you accomplishing now by counting without a bracha? Don't do anything. That's what Mimonav Shach means. Therefore, the Rashba disagrees fervently with Rashi's minig. The Rav Zatzal said, we can be Masbir Rashi as follows, to answer the Kasha the Rashba. What you accomplish by counting after Plaga Mincha without a bracha is the second track of what we call a Maisa Sfira. If this fellow forgot to count the next night, that night, and the whole next day, what do? But he counted after Ma'ariv, 4:46. He forgot to count at night, he forgot the whole next day. Would we allow him to count Vayta with a bracha? Yes, we would. Because even though he did not get a fulfillment of the mitzvah, because he didn't count Laila Mamish, and he forgot that, and he didn't count in the daytime to get the Maisa Sfirin, but he counted after Plaga Mincha. So for the Bahag's count during the day, remember the Bahag we said, that you count in the day without a bracha, which is why we paskin. Counting during the day for the Bahag, which is what we call a Maisa Sfirin B'li Kima Mitzvah, is for Rashi counting after Plaga Mincha. You get in the second track of a Maisa Sfirin without a Kima Mitzvah. That's how the Rav wanted to wondrously be Masbir, the Sheet of Rashi. Now you'll ask me, how could you count after Plaga Mincha and count that for the next day? Where do we see in other areas in Halacha, in another area, that after Plaga Mincha is already linked to the next day? Where do you find that? I couldn't hear. Excellent, Moshe. Tosefta Shabbos. What's the earliest time you can be Mekabel Shabbos? You can't be Mekabel Shabbos at 1 in the afternoon. Plaga Mincha. So you see that window of time is already linked up with the next day. And the raya is that you can't accept Shabbos before that. So it's very possible to say that for the Bahag, counting the day without a bracha is a fulfillment of the Maisa Svira. Who a dinami for Rashi counting after Plag Mincha without a bracha is a fulfillment of the Maisa Sfira without a Kiyuma Mitzvah. And that's how the Rav Zatzal was Masbir the Shita of Rashi to answer the Kasha of the Rashba. Oh. Now, this leads us to a fascinating Shaila in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch writes as follows. What happens if you have a bar mitzvah boy during Sviris Omer? Interesting shaila. Let's say his bar mitzvah is on day 30. He's been counting for 29 days with a bracha, no problem. Minchas Chinuch says, what happens if you usher him in to the world of mitzvahs and you say, you know what? We wish you a mazel tov, but we cannot let you say a bracha. Why not? Because on a diraisa level, he wasn't mechuyu the first 29 days. And if you take that first approach, that it's all one mitzvah, he wasn't mechuyu the first 29 days. So how could he count now vayta with a bracha? Now, as a boy, in chinuch, mitam chinuch, he was counting with a bracha. No problem. But now that he's ushered into the world of mitzvahs as a gadol, he hasn't been mechuyiv in the first 29. So it's incomplete. And if that's the case, we would not let this fellow, perhaps, says the Minchas Chinuch, count with the bracha. So it's a little bit, it's very paradoxical in a sense, right? We're very, very happy we usher him into the world of mitzvahs. But on the other hand, he's not able to fulfill the mitzvah in the same vein that he was doing as a katan. So we will let him count, but without a bracha. That's what Minchas Chinuch postulates, perhaps. So the Rav Zatzal said again, one could perhaps take issue with the Minchas Chinuch and say as follows. You know what? On a level d'oraisa, the first 29 days, he has not received any points in Shemayim because he's been a katan. He's not mechuyev. But certainly he has fulfilled the role of a Maisa Svira. He has been counting. That bridge has been created. The continuity is there. Let him continue from day 30 on, and he in fact could say a bracha. So just like we said, counting in the day without a bracha, for the Bahag is a Maisa Svira. Counting after Plaga Mincha without a bracha is a Maisa Svira, without a Kiyama Mitzvah. So too also for this young boy, his counting the first 29 days is a fulfillment of a Maisa Svira, which will allow him to count the rest of the days with a bracha. That's the chiddush that the Rav Zatzal wanted to suggest. Yes, go ahead.
Didn't you say that without the number one, there's no continuity? You missed that first day, right?
But you had it. You did count it. You might not have received points at Shemayim, but he counted it. So as long as you counted, the bridge began. It's a very excellent point you bring up. But even though you don't receive any points in Shemayim for one, but you did make the count. So the bridge was created. Oh. Now, you might say the follows. Who says that the mice of a cotton has halachic ramifications? Maybe you'll say the mice of a cotton has no halachic ramifications. So let's prove a few makairis that a mice of a cotton has halachic meaning. There is a Rashi in Baba Kama on Sadi Chesem and Beis that writes, if a katan throws a baseball through a window and breaks the window, he's chayiv to pay when he becomes a gadol. Now that wasn't the example in the Gemara. The example in the Gemara was a document that someone had to prove that he was owed the money, and a young boy goes in and burns the document. Now I have no proof that I'm owed the money. So Rashi writes, when he becomes a bar mitzvah boy, he has to pay. Why? The answer is that Rashi holds that the mice in action of a katan does have halachic meaning, but he's exempt for his actions while he's a young boy. But when he becomes an adult, a halachic adult, he becomes responsible for his actions. And he will most definitely have to what? Have to pay when he becomes a gadol. That's one. And this is Rashi the Shitaso. Another raya. There's a notion of a maisa. Another raya. The Rama writes in the Chol Shabbos that if a katan turns a light on Shabbos, tov lasos tshuva when he becomes a gadol. It is recommended that he should do tshuva when he becomes a gadol. Why? He was only a katan. He's not culpable for his actions. The answer is, a katan's maisa has halachic meaning. He might be exempt, but it does have a halachic ramification. To the degree that he should do tshuva when he becomes a gadol for the aveiras he did when he's a katan. And therefore, Rashi says he should also pay for that window he broke, that document that he burned, when he becomes a gadol. There is a Rambam that also writes an amazing chiddush that a katan, that a minor that lives with a shifcha charufa, has to bring a korban when he becomes a gadol. The Ravid says, why? He was a katan. He's not responsible. Rambam says, it's a maisa aveira. When he's a katan, he's not responsible to bring a korban. But he's a what? When he becomes a gadol, he's mechuyev. Right? We say every morning, in Ezel Makoman, what is it, the korban of a shifcha charufa? It's exactly this case, right? Where you have two men that own a shifcha kananis, right? One of the men free her. The other man retains ownership. They marry her off to a third man. And then she is mezana with the fourth man. What happens if that fourth man was the katan? So the Rambam writes, he has to bring a korban. The Ravid says, why do you have to bring a korban? He did the aveira when he's a katan. The answer is that an action of a katan has halachic meaning. He's not culpable now, but when he becomes a gadol, he is. In the same vein, the katan counted 29 days, a maisa svira, that allows him to count subsequent days with a bracha, because that mitzifus was there. If it's one big mitzvah, 49 legs to the mitzvah, he didn't do the first 29 legs. How could he say a bracha? That was the Minchas Chinuch's take. The Rav Tzal said, no. It's the second approach is the nature of the mitzvah. 49 distinct mitzvahs and the notion to create that bridge. This leads us to two other cases, Halach Lamaisa. Shari Tshuva on the bottom here in 7. We won't read the whole thing inside, but he discusses a case in the fourth line, Rachmana Litzlan, if someone becomes an onen during Svira. He loses one of his seven relatives, a father, mother, son or daughter, Rachmana Litzlan, spouse or brother, sister. We know that until the burial, a person is labeled as an onen. An onen is potter from mitzvah's essay. There are three reasons why that's so. One is because of tirda. He cannot emotionally get it together to do mitzvah sesei. Hashem give him a patur. Number two is he's osik b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. He's doing the funeral arrangements. He's potter from mitzvahs. And number three is the notion of kavod ames. It's improper that you're doing mitzvahs when your loved one is not yet buried. Now, I stress mitzvah's essay. An onen is not allowed to steal. An onen is not allowed to eat ham. He has to observe the lavin, but he's putter from the essen. And we hold like Taisvus and Shulchan Aruch, he cannot be machmer on oneself. He says, I want to do mitzvahs. We don't allow. Rashi says he could. Taisvus says, no. We pass him like Taisvus. An onen is not allowed to do mitzvahs. It's interesting, din. If an onen wants to eat a sandwich, he has to wash his hands, but he doesn't say a bracha. Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Chamudi Daniel. Why? Because a bracha is mitzvahs. He's potter from mitzvahs, both the Yiraisa and the Rabban, mitzvahs essay. But Netilis Yadayim was a gzeira of Sarach Truma. The Kohanim always had to wash their hands before they partook of Truma, lest they would be metameh. There was a gzeira made all Yidden before they eat bread. Even if it's not Truma, have to wash their hands. A gzeira falls under the rubric of Lavin. Xavier is, I do something lest something happens. So conceptually, we put that under the umbrella of Lavin. And Onan has to observe Lavin. Therefore, he must do the action of washing one's hands. But he is potter from the bracha, which is under the rubric of the mitzvah's essay. So you have an Onan who's an Onan all night and all day. Let's say the kfura won't be until a day and a half later from the time of the patiru. From the time of the passing, what does that person do after the burial? You're no longer an onen. One person becomes an ovel, who's obligated in all the mitzvahs in the Torah, except for one, the first day of tefillin. First day on tefillin he's potter from. But what does that person do about the Omer? He's been counting good with a bracha, with a bracha. A whole night and day, he was an oneg, potter from mitzvahs. So here, the Shaarei Tshuva writes, U'machzik bracha, in the fourth line, in number seven, Kosev di mikomakom, ima onen safar me'atzmi daito, v'haya mishishtavo ba'ado b'tzar kikru, az shar yomim matzal avarech. Oh, so he brings up this case. On one hand, you would say, well, you were potter from mitzvahs. I'm sorry, it's for fouling. On the other hand, we won't let him say a bracha. But according to the Rav's theory, let him count. Let him articulate. Let him verbalize the count. Let that be a maisa sfira. Let that be the bridge. Let it continue the steps in the process from Pesach to Shavuos, which will allow him to count subsequent days with a bracha. He will receive no points in Shamayim, because he was potter from mitzvahs, but physically he made the count. He created the bridge. He's not like, he's not chayev, it's not like he's not Jewish, Rachmon Olitzlan. Of course he's Jewish. He's potter from mitzvahs. In fact, the Prichadosh writes, if he's a tenth man in a minyan, you could count him. He's potter from davening, but he's still a yid. If you only have 10 guys and one of them is an owner, you could count them. Shasat Chak, says the Prichodesh. So with that theory of the Rav, we could say, let the owner count without a bracha, but that will allow him to count subsequent nights with a bracha, because the Ritzifus is there. So we say by the Katan and by the owner, count B'li Bracha, you have the Ritzifus, allow you to count with a bracha. However, here's where one could be Mechalik. If you look at the next line, he says, what will you say about the chen gir shenis gair toch yemea omer monim shar yomim below bracha? What do you do about a gir? A non-Jew converts on day 30 of the omer, becomes a yid. He's been practicing, involved in mitzvahs, no doubt, for 29 days. He might have even been practicing with a bracha. Goes to mikveh, mila tefillah, beis din's makabel mitzvahs. It's a good geirus. He becomes a yid. Day 30 now, will we let him count with a bracha? Here one can distinguish and say that a gir would be different than a katan and an oneg. Why? Because even though he was counting the 29 days, but he still was not a yid. And the maisa svira, since he was not a yid, would have no halachic meaning. A katan's going to be a gadol. Katan's a yid. An oinein is potter for that window of time. He'll be chayv in mitzvahs. But the person who was not a yid, his maisa sfira could not have halachic ramifications to allow him to count vayter with a bracha. And therefore one could distinguish and say that we usher him into Yahadus, but we say, I'm sorry, you have to create a bridge between the 49 distinct mitzvahs. Please count, but don't count with a bracha, because the bridge was not there. The bridge might have been there in a practice level, but not in a real halachic level. Oh, the Shaarei Tshuva argues with the Rav Tzatzal's theory, and claims by a cotton like the Minchas Chinuch, like you point out, that you would not count with a bracha. But the Rav wanted to argue maybe you could count with a bracha based on this theory of what we call a maisa sfira. Okay, now I want to just close with as follows, and that is that we began by saying that Korban Omer was made of barley. Now in the Gemara, barley is known as Michael Behemoth. What is the Korban on Shavuos? The Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem is made of wheat. The Medrash tells us that we were at the 49th gate of impurity when we left Mitzrayim. If we would have stayed any longer, we would have reached the 50th and we would have been obliterated and destroyed by Hashem. So it is no coincidence that there are 49 days in the Omer. And what is expected of us by Hashem is that we are supposed to eradicate a level of impurity every day. 49 gates of Tumah, 49 days of the Omer. We were spiritual animals leaving Mitzrayim. When we come to our Sinai, we are supposed to say to the Eibishter that we are spiritual human beings, ready to makabel the Torah, which is highlighted by the Shtei Alechem, which is, consists of wheat, which is Michael Adam. And that is why there is a chizuk, that we always try to better ourselves, especially in the area of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, during Sviru, because it was a time where the Talmid or the Kiva were not Noe Kovet Zebezeh. And because of that, we work hard on the notion of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And therefore we strive that throughout the Sfira, we better ourselves, especially in that area, that we can mekabel the Torah, and that's what we say in Dayenu. Every one of the lines of Dayenu, you could be Masber. But the line about Dayenu, that if we would have been brought to Har Sinai, Keravnu l'Har Sinai, v'lo kiblas atayra Dayenu. Why? What, to look at the beautiful foliage of Sinai? So I think the standard shot people say is, well, being around the aroma of the Kedusha would have been enough. Maybe we could suggest, as Rashi says, Ki ish echad b'lev echad. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. It was the highest level of unity at the time of Har Sinai. For that, it would have just been enough. One of the prerequisites of Kabbalah Satira says that Daskenim Ibali Atisus is Vayhi Bishurun Melech Bisasef Rashe Am Yachad Shivti Yisrael. We must be together. There has to be Achdus to be Mekabel the Torah. And that is what we strive for. We have to try to strive for that amazing Achdus. One of the Nisim that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, 10 Nisim, was as follows. And that is that it was so crowded, people were packed in like sardines. But when they bowed down, Revachim, it expanded. And one of the svaras is as follows, is that we were so ba'achtus, the Rambam writes, we didn't notice. Many, the push-up shot is that Mamish expanded the floor space. The Rambam says on that mission in the fifth parak, if you look, he said no one noticed the other fellow. They didn't feel like sardines. So many ask the Rambam, what was the nais? That was the nais. Can you imagine being packed in like sardines and not feeling that you're cramped? Because the expression was a high level of achdus. We were so ba'achdus, we didn't feel like we were cramped. And that's what we strive to do during the Omer, in a very, very real way. Let's just close with the Rav Zatzal gave a topology of the level of mourning during Sfira. We know there are four shitas. The Arizal says the whole Omer. The Mechaber says the first 33 days, first 34 days rather. The Ramah says the first 33. And the fourth shita Beis Yosef writes is from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till the end. And these are four legitimate minhagim. Rav Moshe says you could go from year to year and observe each one different. You don't need a taras nedarim. But the Rav said, what is it modeled after? He said it was modeled after avelus of a parent. Yud Beis Chodesh. That's the nature of the avelus. And that's why the Rav held that it's the same level at Sheyigar Bo Chaveiro. That when a person's mourning for a parent, you are not allowed to shave till your friend scolds you and says, take a shave. So if you shave daily, the Rav said, you'll go against your norm. Shave every 3 days. If you shave once a week, you shave once every 2 weeks. Right? Rav Moshe held not that way. The only heter you have to shave during Sfira is for work. But the Rav said, it's patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh. The one difficulty in the Rav's topology is that if a person is mourning for a parent during the year, can that person get married himself? Yes. Says Beferish like that. Whereas it says in Shulchan Aruch, one is not allowed to get married during the sphere you're observing. So that's a little bit difficulty with the Rav's link. But nonetheless, it is a time period that is very auspicious for us to ready ourselves for Kabbalah Satira, to work on Bein Aram L'Chaveiro. The Medrash writes, they hoarded Torah. The Bavli says, Shalonagu Kovet Zebezeh. The Medrash says they didn't teach other people Torah. They were jealous in the sense they hoarded Torah to themselves. On the contrary, the Rav said, Vahamidu Talmidim Harbe. Mishnah says we have to spread the word of Torah, spread the legacy in the Mesorah of the Torah HaKdoshah, and to prove to Hashem that we are ready to Mekabel the Torah, which is highlighted by the Korban, the Shtei Alechem. So I want to wish everyone a good Shavuos, and we should only be together for Simchas, and B'mheira Yameinu Mashiach should come as soon as possible. Everyone have a good day. Thank you very much, Rabbi Hirsch.